just like her life gone too soon. I don't know that I ever met anybody who wasn't immediately Alicia's friend. I suppose unless you crossed her or her husband, right? Just casually for a moment, where all are you from this morning? How many are from Bremerton here? How many are from, where else are you from? Call it out. Kent, Washington, praise God. What's that? Paulsbo? Paulsbo? Port Townsend. Anybody here from Port Ludlow? Okay. Yes, sir? Shelton? Fantastic.
Seminole, Oklahoma.
Seminole. You probably knew where those, like Euclid, Oklahoma, or Ohio was too, didn't you? Yeah. I think that, like me, you probably all wish we weren't here today doing this. I don't mind being here worshiping the Lord with you. I love that. But we loved Alicia like you loved Alicia. We called this the resurrection celebration for Alicia Ann Cohen. Just a week ago, my friend Chris called me from his car, and with tears, you could tell, he said, "Pastor, Alicia's gone home to glory." Now, I've been in ministry for 45 years. I'm supposed to know what that means, right? But I was stunned, and I said, "Excuse me? Alicia's gone home to glory." We were stunned and brokenhearted, and I paused a moment, and I said, "Are you telling me that Alicia has passed away?" He said, "Yes." We were together and went over to his home and met him there. And the reality of this precious, powerful woman of God that we all loved going into glory settled in. Alicia Ann Cohen was gone from us far too early, but gone to glory, gone to Jesus. Gone to Jesus she loves so much. What does glory mean? Well, you take a look and you see great things, great beauty and splendor, magnificence, marked by beauty or resplendence, worshipful praise and honor and thanksgiving, the splendor and beautiful happiness of heaven. Magnificence. Doesn't that help you think of Alicia here this morning? Can you see her with her glitter? And she's sparkling even more right now, more than ever in the presence of Jesus. Alicia beat us to it way too soon. Let's take a look at a few other scriptures this morning. Beautiful scriptures, Pastor Sherry and Penny, that you've read. Psalm 116, I'm going to read it from a couple of translations, says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." Now, out of the Passion Version, that says, "When one of God's holy lovers dies, it's costly to the Lord, touching his heart." 1 Corinthians 15:51-53, "We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. But the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, this mortal must put on immortality." 1 Corinthians 15:54, "Death is swallowed up," how does it finish? "In victory." Say it with me, "Death is swallowed up in victory." In verses 55-57 of 1 Corinthians 15, "We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruption," or corruptible rather, "must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Again, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us victory through who? Through our Lord Jesus Christ." In Psalm 23:1-6, you can say it with me. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Did you see what Psalm 23 said? The shadow of death. For believers, death is not the end, but a doorway into eternal life with Jesus himself. That shadow in the Hebrew literally means a shade, a shadow. But we are transformed in a heartbeat. Death, in the original Hebrew, it says, or in the Greek here rather, death, where is your goad? Where is your, in the Greek, it's Nike. Where is your triumph? Well, it's swallowed up in Jesus. Jesus, who took your sins and mine upon himself on the cross of Calvary, who looked through the corridors of time and saw you sitting here today. The cross was where he took your sins and mine. And he died and he was buried. And the Bible tells us he rose again on the third day. The Bible says he ascended and ever lives to make intercession. He's praying for his people right now. Anybody in this room besides me glad he's praying for you? You ever think to yourself, boy, thank God his prayers kept me out of that one. Death, where is your sting? Then death, for us who believe, is not the blackness of night. It's a valley through which we momentarily pass, like a shade, like a shadow, and then you wake up in the light of his glory and his grace. Alicia Ann made her choice. Alicia Ann made the choice. She surrendered to Jesus in August, September of 1999. Later that same year, she followed Jesus into the waters of baptism. And by the way, Chris tells me she had to suffer in the waters of baptism at Ala Moana Beach Park in Honolulu, Hawaii. Suffering for Jesus. Anybody feel called to take a trip there now? Yeah, okay. A little warmer than the waters we have here. That's why at our church, you're lucky we baptize in our hot tubs. Anyway. She received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Alicia Ann's life was changed by Jesus. Alicia found new life. New life. No, she wasn't instantly perfect. You can look at each other and say, neither are you. Listen, you guys, Christians wrestle with problems. We're real people. But thank God we have a great Father. A great Father who is our miracle maker, who reaches down and says, I'm here. I will help you. Come to me. Alicia went to Jesus. You know, the Bible tells us, powerful scripture, Psalm 103, tells us that he separates our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. He throws our sins, Micah tells us, into the depths of the sea. Thank God, Alicia Ann found new life. And Alicia Ann found new ways. New ways. This incredibly gifted woman found new expressions and ways to serve, to literally be the hands of Jesus extended. Again, I don't know that I ever met somebody, unless they really crossed her or crossed Chris, that she didn't care for. You could be an instant friend of Alicia Ann Cohen. Can anybody say amen? That was the way it was. So she... Okay, well, we won't go into that right now, though, brother. It's... You know, Isaiah 49, verse 16 is one of the most powerful scriptures you can ever hold on to. If you're not familiar with the scripture, I just want to tell you, this one tells us, when you belong to him, the Bible tells us he inscribes your name. Literally engraves your name on the palms of his hands. You ever think Jesus doesn't see me, doesn't know me, doesn't care, where'd God go? He's looking at you, and his own hands are engraved with your name. It's powerful. And that's right where Jesus had her when she slipped into eternity. But she would offer those same hands of help to anybody who needed her. Elisha also found new days, new life, new ways, and new days. For her, life was a glitzy adventure. Chris raved. We sat together the other morning and the other afternoon, and he raved and told me story after story of how people would rave, and she'd turn some heads. She'd walk into the room, and she had always the nails and the perfect accoutrements, and she had the necklaces and the bracelets. I'm sorry, my voice is still changing. The bracelets. She had the hair and the dress, and this wonderful pizzazz lady loved to help others. If you had problems with your hair, Alicia could help you. If you had problems with what you were cooking, Alicia could help you. She could tell you why that cake didn't rise. She could tell you all of these things. She could help. Problems that needed a solution, she could try to help and did help. Hostess, she could organize and cater and help, and that's how she spent her days. It was only a month ago I thanked her for all the help she gave to us on a birthday that I had. And she said, I'll be here for another 70 years doing this for you. And how I wish she could be. But I'll bet, again, she's catering in heaven right now. Yes. Alicia, Chris told me, she always fulfilled all of her contracts, all of them, with Jesus, with others, with Chris. Chris would tell me stories, and then he would conclude, that was Alicia. Then he'd tell me another story, and he'd conclude, that was Alicia. Yes. And then he'd tell me another one, and he'd say, that was Alicia. And I think probably pretty soon I joined in. I was prepared for the phrase. We can all say it together. That was Alicia. Her family said in a write-up that they did for Chris that he forwarded to me, she was determined to pave her own way in life. She had a flair for fashion and beauty. And again, it's reported she could turn a head or two when she walked into the room. They said, Miss Alicia Ann will be most remembered as the diva of the family for her outspoken know-it-all. I'm the oldest, so that makes me in charge demeanor. We saw that too, and we would love to see that even just one more time. We will see it again. Though we grieve now, we will see her again. There's comfort in our loss. So if you're here this morning, this afternoon, and you haven't made the same choice that Alicia has made, I can tell you, she would ask me to tell you, today, make that choice. Make that choice. Make yours for Jesus. Give your family the gift of peace that when you die, they know exactly where you go. Chris has that peace. We have that peace here today. We know where she is. She's with Jesus, whom she loved. And so we can receive new joy, even as death gives way to victory. The past is gone, but we celebrate the memories. The present is here. And today we're comforted in our grief, knowing where she is, and Chris is comforted. And the future? The future is faced with certainty, knowing that Jesus loves her, has her, and Jesus loves you and cares so much. Her family's comments concluded, if you'll allow me, I'll read them. As we sit here today, grief-stricken and saddened by the passing of a beloved wife, daughter, mother, sister, aunt, grandmother, family and friend. Her family said, we ask that you remember that our Father in heaven does not make mistakes. She was not ours to keep. However, God saw fit to loan her to us for 68 short years. And she impacted the lives of many and will be forever in our hearts. Let's pray. Lord, as we come today, we come with, again, thanks for this wonderful sister in the Lord that we all got to share. Thank you, Lord, for Chris. Thank you for Chris being willing to share her with us, that our lives are so enriched by the precious presence of your daughter. And now, Lord, we commit her to you, Chris to you, her family to you. We know her son and grandson and her mother, her sisters, brothers, they're suffering and grieving. Right along with Chris, and we pray that you will comfort them and bring them peace and strength. But Lord, we take joy from seeing the picture of Alicia dancing in heaven with you now. We thank you, Jesus, that because of you, we have this resurrection celebration. We love and worship you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And they all said,